Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
Beya Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara and Daf Yud Beis Mabeis had asked the Kasha on the Shita of Rava. Rava told us that it's mutter on Yom Tov to be Moilo Malilois. Moilo Malilois means to take a person's fingers and rub off the chaff of wheat, which Rashi explains is dosh kila achar yad, although he is doing the meleches disha, because he's separating the good from the bad. But since he's using the tips of his fingers in order to accomplish this, it's called kila achar yad, because it's not the regular way. And Rashi explains that even on Shabbos, that's not an Issa d'oraisa, and since on Shabbos it's not an Issa d'oraisa, Chazal, on Yom Tif, we're not goyzer. And the Gemara asked on Rava, if this is true, that it's mutter on Yom Tif to be moilo malilois, then why does our Mishnah say, Lefi Beis Hillel, that there's a difference between matanis and chala and truma? Mishnah said that matanis and chala is something that you're zakai b'haramasa on Yom Tov. We give you permission to do the harama, to take off chala and matanis on Yom Tov, because chala and matanis, you have no other choice. Since the person first made the isa on Yom Tov, there's no way for him to have been mafresh the chala prior to Yom Tov, so we give him permission to be mafresh the chala on Yom Tov for the purpose of oichel nefesh. And the same thing holds true with matanis. You must do the hafrasha on Yom Tov, because otherwise you may end up eating the matanis, which you're not allowed to. And this is something that you could not have done before Yom Tov, because you didn't shecht it until Yom Tov. Masha ein kein truma, says Beis Hillel, you never have permission to take truma, be mafresh truma, on Yom Tov, because you always have the ability to be mafresh truma prior to Yom Tov. And the question is that if you hold like Rava, you could be moilo malilos be Yom Tov. So we found a case where a person has brought on himself the chiyuv hafrashas truma on Yom Tov, because the moilo malilos is a form of gemar malacha, and it's only now after being moilo malilos that the person is mischayev in hafrashas truma. And the rule is that if you are only mischayev on Yom Tov, then you have the right to be mafresh on Yom Tov. The Gemara answers this question by saying, Ha Rebbe, Ha Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda. The way that Rashi explains the Gemara's teretz is that we mean to say that our Mishnah, which insinuates that you never have a case of a person who zoiche b'haramasa by truma, never have a case that a person is allowed to be mafresh truma on Yom Tov, is going according to the Shita of Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda in the Braisa. Because Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda argues on Rebbe. What happens if a person is machnes shibolim? He takes in grain, with the intention of being moilo b'malilois, Rebbe holds your chayiv in Trumas HaMaiser. So Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda holds your putter. The reason why Rebbe holds your chayiv, Rashi explains, is because since the person's whole intention is only to be moilo b'malilois, the tvua is said to have already been considered nigmar malachtoi at the time that it was machnasib b'shibolim. Hachnasasan b'shibolim hi gemar malachtoi. She'ein soifan lovi l'dei goyrin acher. It's not as if the person has an intention to do some other malacha to this tvua. And after gemar malacha, something becomes chayiv in Trumas HaMaaser. So that's why Rebbe is mechayiv. Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, however, says you're potter. Rashi explains, Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda poiter de goncha ksiv v'hainu miruach. The Torah says that you're only chayiv in Truma, reishis de goncha. De goncha means grain. However, the connotation of the word de goncha is also that it has to be something that you plan on making a pile out of. Because dagan doesn't only mean grain, it has the connotation of digun. Digun means a pile. As Rashi says, de ein digun ela kibbutz bikri. So dagan means the type of grain that a person makes a pile out of. And you only make a pile out of things that you separate the chaff from the grain. So although it may be true that this particular person, since his plan is not to make a pile, has already been goymer melachtoi, which is why Rebbe says that you're chayev in truma at that moment. Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Yehuda holds this cannot be mechayev you in truma, because you're only chayev in truma if it has a shame dagon. And what gives it a shame dagon is something that your plan is to make a pile out of. So it would seem that there's a fundamental machloikis lefi Rashi between Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe. Both of them know that the Torah says the word reish is digoncha, and digoncha means digun, which means making it into a pile. However, Rebbe says that all that means is that it has to be nigmar malachtoi, because digun is only an example. The prime example of gemar malacha is like we find when a person plans on consuming it not through being moilo malilis, rather to make an isa out of it, which in order to do that, you have to make sure that you separate the chaff from the tvua. So the prime example of gemar melacha in such a case is when you make it into a pile. That's when you finish the process that makes it fit to now go and grind it up, make it into flour, and turn it into an isa. But if your intention is to do something else with it, such as moilam melilois, then you accomplish the same exact thing, the thing called digun, which means gemar melacha, without turning it into a pile. The actual hachnasa with the intention to be moilam melilois is considered your gemar melacha, because that's your last step. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, holds that digun is a real kpeda. The Torah said that we're only mechayev truma when it's reishis de gancha, and it only gets the shame dugun when it's something that you plan on doing digun to, making it into a pile. So that's the hesber and the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe. Memelo Rashi learns that the Gemara's teretz now is saying that the Mishnah that says that we never find a case where you're zakai b'haramasa by truma, there's never a case where a person has the right to be mafresh truma on Yom Tif, is going according to Rabbi Yosef Reb Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yosef Reb Yehuda has no case in which a person becomes chayiv on Yom Tif and Memela has the right to be mafresh on Yom Tif. Because even the case of Moilu Malilois, according to Rabbi Yosef Reb Yehuda, you're potter. Masha'en Kein Rebbe would hold that in the case of Moilu Malilois, since he holds you are chayiv, we actually have a case of truma that you're zakai b'haramasa, because that chayiv could be chal on Yom Tif itself. Now Tosfos in Dibur Maschil, Harab Yosi takes issue with both assumptions that Rashi is making. Both the assumption that according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, you never find that a person is zakai b'haramasa on Yom Tif, and the assumption that according to Rebbe, you do find that a person is zakai b'haramasa. They hold the exact opposite of Shitas Rashi. They hold that when the Gemara says, Ha Rebbe, Ha Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, it means that according to Rebbe, you do not find that a person could be zoicha b'haramasa on Yom Tif, and therefore the statement of our Mishnah that we never find truma shezake b'haramasa is going according to Rebbe, and they hold that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would hold that it is possible to be zoicha b'haramasa on Yom Tif. And the hesber in that is as follows. According to Rebbe, although it's true that when a person is machnas tfuah with the intention of being moilam b'malilois, he is chayiv in trumas and maisris, nevertheless, says Tosfos, Lefishitas Rebbe, before Yom Tif came, he already was chayiv in Trumas and Maisers, and he could have been mafresh before Yom Tif. And remember, the only time that we say that a person is zakei b'haramasa is like by Chala and Matanis, when it was impossible to do the afrasha prior to Yom Tif because the shechita, or creation of Isa, was done on Yom Tif. That's when we say that a person is zakei b'haramasa, because he has no other choice. However, in the case of Rebbe, when a person was machnas l'moilam b'melilois, that achnasa which took place prior to Yom Tif is already considered gemar melacha, and you're chayiv. So even though it may be true that you're allowed to be moilam b'melilois on Yom Tif, but that act of being moilam b'melilois, l'fi Rebbe, is not what generates the chiyuv trumas u'maisris. And Tosfos asks some Rashi, how is it possible for you to say that l'fi Rebbe, a person is zakei b'haramasa on Yom Tif? Now that's with regards to what Rashi says l'fi shitas Rebbe. Concerning what Rashi says l'fi shitas Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, Tosfos also takes issue with, because Tosfos holds that it may be true that at the time that the person is machnesit with the intention of being moilam b'melilois, he's not yet chayiv in trumas u'maisris. However, once the person does the act of being moilam b'melilois, that will in turn generate the chiyuv trumas u'maisris. Now there are two ways to understand why Tosfos holds this way. Why is it that when you do the act of being moilam b'melilois, you now become chayiv aliba derbi yosi b'rabbi Yehuda? And according to each of these two ways, we're going to have to explain what is it that Rashi disagrees with. So one explanation we can give is that Tosfos disagrees with the way that we explained Alpi Rashi earlier, the Shita of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. We explained that Rashi holds that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe argue as to what we learn from the Pasuk of the Gancha. Lefi Rebbe, the Gancha is only a simen, it's only an example, but the a point of the Gancha is that you need to have Gemar Malacha. And hence, Rebbe holds that as soon as you're machnesit with the intention of Mimoylo Mimlilois, that's called Gemar Malacha. So you're chayiv immediately. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, we explained that the Gancha defines what type of cheftza is chayiv in trumas u'maisris, and that is only the type of tvua that your plan is to make a pile out of. So when the person has the plan of being machnesit in order to just eat it in the form of moilam melilis, that doesn't have a shem dagon. Now it could be that Tosfos disagrees with this premise. Tosfos holds that's not the reason why Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rebbe. It's not because he holds that you have an extra tanai called the gancha, which means that it has to have a shame dagon. He really agrees to Rebbe that the gancha is just an example, and all you need is gemar malacha. He just has a machloikas with Rebbe whether the stage of being machneset kedei lemoilam lilis is called gemar malacha. Rebbe holds, like Rashi explains, kivan she'ein soifan lovi l'dei goyren acher, since in the end the person's not going to do any other goyren, zehu garnon, this is considered its gemar malacha. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that that's not true. It may be true that you're not going to do another malacha, but we don't see this stage as being gemar malacha. We see the stage of actually being moilam lilis as being the gemar malacha. And that seems to be the mashmos of Lashon HaToysis. Toysis says, the kivan de savar, since Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds, da'achnasasan Lav zehu garnon, since Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that being machlisit is not considered its garen, im kain, kimolam biyamtiv, balechi of hashta. So it comes out, lefi this hesber, there's a fundamental machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos how to understand the shita of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Lefi Rashi, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is arguing a yesodistic machloikis with Rebbe, like we explained before. Rebbe holds the guncha is just a simen, it means gemar malacha, so any gemar malacha would be mechayev you, and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that the guncha means more than that. It doesn't mean merely gemar malacha, it means something that has a shame dagan on it, meaning something that your plan is to make a pile. Masha'en Kein Tosfos holds that there is no yesodistic machloikas between Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and Rebbe. They both agree that the gancha is merely a simen. There's no tenai that you have to dafka have a plan to make a pile out of something. Even when your plan is not to make a pile, it could be chayv as long as it's nigmar malachtoi. It's just that they argue what would be considered in such a thing nigmar malachtoi. According to Rebbe, the very fact that you brought it in without the plan of making a pile says that you now it's called nigmar malachtoi. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that only during the stage when you actually are moilam memlilis and you separate the chaff, that's when it's called nigmar malachtoi. However, the Pnei Yeshua has another hesber in the machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. He learns that when Tosfos says that lefi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, when the person is moilam lilis, that's when it becomes chayiv in Trumas and Maaseres, it's actually referring to the case in which we learn later in the Gemara that if a person is moilam lilis and he's noisein lesoich cheikoi, he gathers together several of these melilis after taking off the chaff into the shulei begodav, the bottom of his beged, then at that point he becomes chayiv in Maaseres. Because, for all intents and purposes, the person has just made a pile. He did digun. So it may be true that originally, the person was machnesit with the intention of eating it one at a time, and then it did not have a shame dagon. But at this moment, when the person started gathering them together, it now turned into dagon, because putting it, constitutes a kri, constitutes digun, making it into a pile. Now there are Rishonim that speak out this kasha beferish, that how could we say lefi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, we never have a case of truma that you're zakei b'haramasa on yomtif. Like Rashi says, we see from the Gemara later that when you actually make it into a pile, you become chayiv in trumas and maaseres. So if this is the hesber in Tosfos, then it comes out that Tosfos doesn't have to be arguing on Rashi as far as how to understand Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's shita. They could agree that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rebbe and holds that you have to have the shame dagon. And that's why he holds that when you're machnesit originally, you're not chayiv. Rebbe holds you are chayiv because you have what's called gemar malacha, and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're not chayiv because although this may be called gemar malacha, but you have to have a shame dagan, and your plan right now is not to make it into a pile. The reason why Tosfos believes that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda still has a case in which you're going to be chayiv on yomtif in Trumas and Maaseres, and we could say that you're zakeh b'haramasa, is because when the person then goes and is nois mosoi cheikoi, then he becomes chayiv, that is considered digun. How would Rashi respond to this question? After all, the Gemara does say later that when the person is nois in l'soich cheikoi, then he does become chayiv. Says the Bnei Yeshua, Rashi holds that it may be true that in such a case you'd be chayiv in trumas and maaseres. However, it's usher to do that on yomtiv, because there is a machlokes rishonim as to whether when Chazal assered on Shabbos being nois in l'soich cheikoi, as the Gemara says on Amud Beis, that on Shabbos you're not allowed to be moilam malilos in the form of being nois in l'soich cheikoi, would you be allowed to do it on yomtiv? The Lashon of the Rambam in Per Gimel Halachat Hesvav of Hilchas Yomtiv is that moilin malilos umafarchin kitnis biyomtiv. And the way that the Magid Mishnah explains the Rambam, and this is the way he explains the Shittas Arif as well, is that on Yom Tif you could be moilol kedarkai beloy shinui. The fact that the Gemara says that you have to do some sort of shinui is only going on Shabbos. The Rashba argues and says that just like on Shabbos you have to do a shinui, so too on Yom Tov. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Rashi holds like the Rashba, that on Yom Tov as well, you're not allowed to do the Moilom Aliloys in the form of Noisel Sechekai, and therefore we can never have a case where a person is Zakei Baramasa, because it may be true that were a person to do it in this form, then he would be Chayev in Trumas, because then he's making it into a pile. Nevertheless, he's not allowed to do it that way. Tosfos, on the other hand, says the Pnei Yeshua, holds, like the Rambam and the Rif, that you're allowed to do this on Yom Tov. We can actually prove that this is Shitas Rashi from putting together two Rashis. Rashi and Daf Yud Beis Mit Beis and Dibra Mascha Moel Melilois says that the reason why you're allowed to be Moel Melilois on Yom Tov is because Didosh Kala Achar Yadhu. The whole idea of Moel Melilois is Dosh Kala Achar Yad VaAfilu BeShabbos Lav DaOraisahu. And even on Shabbos it's not a deraisa Ela Medrabanan Ubi Yom Tov Like Gozer. So it sounds from Rashi like we only are matir you on Yom Tov in a case where on Shabbos it's not an Issa deraisa. And Rashi and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis in Dibra Maschil V'chein L'Shabbos explains that if a person does Moilam Alilois one at a time, then it's not considered Mefarik, which is a Tolda of Dosh, because it's Dosh Kala Achar Yad. But says Rashi, Avol Mishikabtsam B'Yadai Hav Yatoldas Disha V'chayiv. If a person would to be Noisin L'Soy Cheikai on Shabbos, he would be Chayiv. So if you put together that Rashi with the Rashi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, then you'll arrive at the conclusion that on Yom Tov it would be Usser. Because Rashi on Yud Beis Amud Beis says the only time they were Matar on Yom Tov is in a case where on Shabbos it's not an Issa D'Oraisa. Since Rashi tells us that Noisin L'Soy Cheikai on Shabbos is Chayiv, that means that it's an Issa D'Oraisa. Since an Issa D'Oraisa, it would be Usser on Yom Tov. So according to the Pnei Yeshua, the Machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos is totally on the Machloikis, the Rambam and the Rashba. Rashi holds, like the Rashba, that it would be usser to be noisin l'soy cheke on Yom Tov. Memela, there's no case that a person can make himself chayev on Yom Tov legally, and therefore we can never say that he's zakai b'haramasa on Yom Tov. Mashenken, according to Tosfos, you would be allowed to be noisin l'soy cheke on Yom Tov, and memela, we could say that you're zakai b'haramasa on Yom Tov. So we have two hesberim now in the Machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos. According to our first hesber, the reason why you'd be chayv l'fir b'yaseh Reb Yehuda at the stage of being moilu b'melilois is not because you make it into a pile, but rather because that's considered gemar malacha. And Rashi argues because he holds b'yaseh Reb Yehuda requires digun, the shame dagun. And according to the Pnei Yeshua, the reason why Tosfos holds that you become chayv is because we're talking about a case where the person was nice l'say chaykoi, and that has a din dagun, so you're chayv as if you did miruach. Now, it's important for us to point out that our first Hezber, which has Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Mechayev you when you're Moilom B'melilois, even though you are not Noisin L'Soy Cheikoi, is only because you are Machdesit into your house. Because as we see in the Gemara on Amud Beis, if a person is not Noisin L'Soy Cheikoi and he just eats them one at a time when he's Moilom B'melilois, he's not Chayev. It's only because he was first Machdesit. Now this is all legabe the question that Tosfos asks on Rashi concerning the shita of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. However, we explain there's another machlokes Tosfos has with Rashi, and that is concerning the shita of Rebbe. Because Rashi holds that the shita of Rebbe is that you can be zakai b'haramasa by truma in the event that you are machnas to shibolim l'molon b'melilois. Because Rebbe's shita is, in that case, you are chayiv. And Tosfos' kasha in that was that it's true that when you're machnas the shibolim l'molon b'melilois, Rebbe holds your chayiv. But that achnasa was done before Yom Tov, and you should have been mafresh to truma before Yom Tov. And any case where you could have been mafresh to truma before Yom Tov, you don't have the schus to be mafresh it on Yom Tov. So again, how do you have zakei b'haramasa l'fi Rebbe? So to this kasha, the Pnei Yeshua responds as well. And he says that how does Tosfos know that we're talking about a case where the person was machnas to shibolim on Erev Yom Tov? We could be talking about a case where the person was machnas to shibolim on Yom Tov itself, and that's why the person wasn't mischayev yet when Yom Tov came in, and that's why he's zakai b'haramasa. You're zakai b'haramasa anytime that you didn't have the ability to be mafresh to truma before. As far as why Tosfos asked the kasha on Rashi, although this is a good defense, says the Pnei Yeshua, it could be that Tosfos understands that the taina on the person is he should have been machnesit before Yom Tov. Since he had the ability to be machnesit before Yom Tov, we cannot say that he's zakai b'haramasa because he didn't have the ability to be mafresh to truma before Yom Tov, because although it wasn't yet at the stage of Chayiv Bafrashasa on Erev Yom Tiv, that's because you weren't Machdesit on Erev Yom Tiv. But since there's a Taina that he should have been Machdesit on Erev Yom Tiv, so that's considered that the person already had the ability to be Mafrish Atrum before Yom Tiv. He had the ability to be Machdes and then be Mafrish. So it comes out a very interesting Machloikis, Rashi and Toisvis. Because Rashi himself, in the beginning of Perek Ein Tzadin, says Beferish, that only Shechita and Afiyah, things that you could not do before Yom Tiv, you're allowed to do Mishum Oichel Nefesh. Shechita and Afiyah are both things that you have to do on Yom Tov because, at least in those days, they didn't have refrigeration, so it wasn't possible to do the malacha before Yom Tov because the basar can spoil or the bread could become stale. Now, over here, the actual hafrashas truma was impossible to do before Yom Tov because the person was not yet machnas. So do we call that a malacha that you could have done before Yom Tov or not? Whenever you have something that's dependent on a certain circumstance, and the person could have arranged things in a way that that circumstance is not here when Yom Tov comes, do we consider that Efshel Asesim Erev Yom Tov or not? Rashi holds that that's not called Efshel Asesim Erev Yom Tov, because when discussing the actual Afrashas Truma, objectively we say it's not something that could have been done before Yom Tov. Tosfos, on the other hand, holds that that is called Efshel Asesim Erev Yom Tov, because the person could have caused that it would be possible to do it on Erev Yom Tov. So that means that you don't look at the Afrashas Truma objectively speaking, you talk subjectively. You say that the person is somebody that could have done it before Yom Tov had he done things differently. After the Gemara said, Ha Rebbe, Ha Rebbe Yisbir Yehuda, which according to Rashi means, like we explained, that our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Yisbir Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, there is never a case when a person is Zakai Bar Amasa on Yom Tov. The Gemara then asks that there is a case even according to Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. Well, Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, Nami Mishkachas La, Gan Shehichnas Shibolim, Lases Man Isa, where the person originally was Machnas the Shibolim, with the intention of making an Isa, not being Melo B'Mlilis, then Nimlech Alein L'Melon B'Yom Tov. In such a case, even Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, who says that your pater, when your intention, when you brought it in, was to be moilim b'melilois, but he would hold over here, you'd be chayiv because your original intention was to lases mehen isa. Which means, as Rashi explains, the person originally had the intention, when he was machnesit, to do disha and miruach, to make it into a pile, and do the regular gemar malacha. And since he was machnesit l'shem goyrin gomer, the hachnosa was, with the intention to do complete digun, it's already yarda lehen toiras trumus umaisres. That's how Rashi explains. And therefore he says, kishen nimlach lemoilalon nasis achnasasei goyren. Now what this means is as follows. We already explained, lefishitas Rashi, that the Hesber in Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, in the case where the person was machnes the tvua lemoilalon bimlilois, that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds your putter, is because the Gan Chaksiv, it says, Dagan v'hainu miruach de'en digun ele kibbutz bekri, you are not chayiv in Trumas HaMaisris unless you do what's called digun, which means making it into a pile. That ptur, however, says Rashi, only exists when the person originally was machnes the shibolim with this intention of being moilim b'melilois. Because then we say that his bringing it in was not called a bringing in of Dagan. His intention, after all, was not to make it into a pile. However, if his intention when he brought it in was to make it into a pile, then it is defined as Dagon, and Dagon is something that is Chayiv in Trumas Umaisris as soon as you do Gemar Malacha. So the moment the person changed his mind and decided to be Moilim B'Melilois, at that moment he has established that it's Nigmar Malachtai. So when the person's original intention was to be machnesit l'moilim b'melilois, then we say that it's lacking the identity of Dagon. It's not called Dagon because your plan is not to make digun out of it. But if your plan was to make it into a kri, into a pile, then it already receives the shame Dagon, and therefore is chayiv in Trumas Umaisris in the event that you go now and you're a goymer malachtoi. So just like Rashi explains according to Rebbe that it's considered Goymer Malachtai when your plan is to be Moilam B'Melilais because you have no further steps that you have to go through, the same thing would hold true according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, because as we explained, the only reason why Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rebbe is because you need to have the Shem Dagan. So this is all the explanation of the Gemara's Kasha Lefishitas Rashi. Now according to Tosfos, that when we said Ha Rebbe, Ha Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, what we meant is that Rebbe is the one who is the Tana of our Mishnah, and he's the one who holds that you're never going to be Zakeh Bar Amasa because you already became Mechuyev before Yom Tov. The Gemara's Kasha now has to be according to Rebbe. And Tosfos actually is Goyris, Ule Rebbe Mishkachas La. that even according to Rebbe, there is a case in which a person would be zakei baramasa. Because even though Rebbe holds that if you're machnesit to be molim b'mlilis, then the halacha is that you're already chayiv at that point. But in a case where he was machnesit with the intention to make an isa, he's not yet chayiv because it's not yet nigma malachtoi. And so if the person changed his mind on Yom Tif to be molim b'mlilis, then he would be chayiv at that point according to Rebbe. Now in the Sefer Meginah Shloima, he asks a kasha, and this kasha is whether you're Goyrus or Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, or Rebbe. The Gemara is looking for a case in which, L'kula Yama, you could be Zakai Baramasa on Yom Tov, because that's when you became Chayev in Trumas and Maestris. Why can't you say the following case? Let's say a person did Gemar Malacha. He made a Kri, he did Miruach to Tvua before Yom Tov. However, he was not yet Machnas to Tvua. The Halacha is that Ein HaTevel Mischayev B'Maiser Ad She'yire Pnei HaBayis Min ha-toyre, unless the tefuah is roya pnei abayis, or according to the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, this is brought down in Brachas Perakets Mevarchim in the beginning, as well as in Perak Asorchas Apoyalim, Daf Pei Zayin. Rabbi Yochanan says that even chotzer is kevas. The Gemara learns these out from psukim. Either we learn from B'yarti HaKodesh min ha-bayis, or Rabbi Yochanan learns out from V'achlu B'sharecha V'saveyu, that a person is allowed to eat tevel unless it's roya pnei abayis. That means that the shame tevel is not really chal until it's roya pnei abayis. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to eat it in achilas keva at that point. You're allowed to eat in achilas arai. But min ha-Torah, you're not chayiv mishum tevel if you were to eat it at the stage that it has not yet been roya pnei habayis or pnei achotzer. So asks the Meginah Shloima, why can't the Gemara say a very simple case? L'kula yalma. If a person were to have done miruach, he was not interested in being molim b'melilois. He did digon, he did miruach, and now he plans on making an isa from it. However, it was not yet roya pnei habayis. And then on Yom Tif, it was roya pnei habayis. So that's when he became mechuyev in Trumas u'Maaseres. So he should be zoiche b'haramasa on Yom Tif. Now, of course, according to the taina that we said before, lefi shitas ha-toisfis, that there's a taina on the person that he should have done things before Yom Tif in order to make sure that he won't have to be mafresh the trumas on Yom Tif. So there will be a taina on him that it should have been roya pnei abayis prior to Yom Tif. And then it would have been zakei baramasa before Yom Tif, in which case he's not zakei baramasa on Yom Tif. However, we explained that Rashi doesn't accept this taina, and if Rashi doesn't accept this taina, we have a kasha that according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, we could have said this teretz. So in answer to this question, the Pnei Yeshua says a very important yesod. And it happens to be that the Brisker Rav in Hilchas Meiser was mechaven to the yesod of the Pnei Yeshua. And that is, that as soon as a person does miruach, he does what's called gemar melacha, he already becomes chayev b'meiser. The chayev hafrasha is there immediately. What happens only at the stage that it's roya pnei abayis or pnei achotzer is that is when the shem tevel is chal. Until it's roya pnei abayis, it doesn't have a din tevel. So you wouldn't be chayev mishum achilas tevel until it's roya pnei abayis. Therefore, we cannot say that we're talking about a case where the person was already goymer melachtoi of the tvua, but he wasn't yet roya pnei abayis, because in such a case, then he would have been chayev already before Yom Tif in hafrashas meiser. Re'ias pnei abayis only serves to be mechayev him mishum tevel. Even though the lashon of the Gemara is ein ha-tevel mischayev b'meiser, ad she'yir pnei abayis, the way that the Pnei Yeshua and the Brisker Rav learned that is lav dafke. It doesn't mean that it's not mischayev b'meiser. It means ein ha-tevel mischayev b'meiser. The shem tevel is not chal until re'ias pnei abayis. The Gemara brings down the Memra of Abaya. There are two versions of his Memra. In the first version, he tells us that the Machloikas Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe is only true by Tvua. Only there does Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda say that you have to have Dafka Digun. But by Kitnius, everybody agrees that if you're Machnesid with the intention to be Moilim Mimlilais, then you're Chayev immediately. And the reason for this is because there's many people that are machnas kitnias in without doing digun, and therefore Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would be maskim that over there you don't have this special tanai. According to the second version, it's the exact opposite. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe argue by shibolin, but by kitnias everybody, even Rebbe, agrees that when you're machnasit for melilas, it's not chayiv. Rashi explains the pshat in the second version that by kitnias, stam hachnasasam is lemiruach. The stam das of a person who takes in kitnias is to do miruach. As opposed to tvua, there are many people that take it in for melilas. Now the Meiri argues on this way of learning the Ikir Yamri because he says it's simply not true. By kitnias, the stam das of most people is to be molim b'melilas. as the first Lashon holds. So he doesn't want to learn that way in the second Lashon. So he learns that the Pshat in the Ikedi Amri is that the difference between Shibolim and Kitnius is that Shibolim is Chayv and Meiser min HaTorah. Masha'en ken Kitnius, the Chiyuv Meiser by Kitnius is Midrabanan. And therefore Chazal were less Makbid by Adin Drabanan. And so even when a person brings it in with the intention of being Moilam Mimlilis, he's not Chayiv. The Gemara brings a Braisa to ask a Kasha, which of course a Kasha on the Ikiri Amri, and the Gemara uses this as a Raya to the first Lashon. The Braisa says, Mishahoyule Chavile Tilson, Shel Tevel, somebody who had bundles of the type of Kitnius, which is called Tilson. And this is a type of thing that they use as a spice. And it's Tevel. So the Braisa says, Areza Koitish, the person should be Koitish, which means basically to do Meleches Disha, get rid of the psoilus that's attached to the kidneys, Umechashiv Kamazeri Yeshbehem, and make a cheshbin how much you have to take Trumas from, Umafish Al Hazera, Ve'ene Mafish Al Ha'etz. Now, the fact that we call it Tevel, says the Gemara, you see that it's already chayiv. And clearly over here, you were machnes b'shibolim. No miruach was done, because it says they're chavile tilsa. And the Gemara answers that we're not talking about regular tevel. This isn't something that's chayiv yet in truma. So it's not tevel, hatovel l'truma. Rather, we're talking about a special case where the person was already kairah shame b'shibolim, shame meiser. You're allowed to do that. Even if it's not yet chayiv, you're still allowed to give it a shame meiser. Once you give meiser, it's shame meiser, it has a chiyuv trumas meiser. Trumas meiser makes it tevel. Because just like when you have regular tevel, something after you mafresh truma from, till you mafresh the truma, it's called tevel, and you're chayiv misa. So too, when meiser has the chiyuv to you mafresh truma's meiser from it, it has a din of tevel. That tevel doesn't need miruach, because it's the shame meiser that is goyrim it. On this, the Gemara asks, Koitish lomeli, why do you have to remove the klipas? And Rashi explains that what the Gemara means to ask is as follows. Bishlama, if you learn that we're talking about regular tevel, tevel for truma gedoyla, and kitnius is chayev in truma as soon as you're machnas it with the intention of being moel b'milileis, then we understand why Chazal, who are mechayev you to take truma off of kitnius, were mechayev you to take off the klipa, because whenever Chazal mesaken adindra banan, they make it ke'en d'iraisa. And since the din d'iraisa is the gancha, you're only chayev after gemar melacha, so they were misakin the din by kitni is to be ke'en the d'iraisa. But if you learn that we're not talking about tevel for truma gedoyla, we're talking about tevel because the ben Levi came and took meiser while it was still b'shibolim, then why does he have to make it into dagon? Why does he have to take off the klipas? Lemele, let him tell the kain, ki hechid yavuli hachi yevdalach, just like I received it, I'm giving to you. Answers, Rava Knossa. We gave a special knas. You're really not supposed to take meiser before taking truma gedoyla. So because he did that, we make a knas that he's mechuyev to do more than what he got. He has to be making it la'achila for the kohen. Now the machlok is rishonim, what exactly is this knas given for? According to Rashi, in Dibur Maslo Knossa, we're giving him a knas because he was an oiver on a lav in the Torah. Shehamishana seder ha-meiseris oiver b'lav. Meleos chavidimacha loisa acher. Dehachikamer loisa acher truma lahakdim lo meiser. Meleos chavidimacha loisa acher means that you're not allowed to be mafresh truma later than meiser. So somebody who did that is oiver in iser. And since the Levi approached this person and asked for his meiser before the person was mafresh truma gedoyla, he caused him to be oiver a lav. By causing him to be oiver a lav, he deserves a knas. However, the Rambam in Hilchas Trumas, Perakim Alochi Yudalit, explains that the knas is because the Kohen is going to lose out. Because the Shibolim from which you are mafresh, this meiser, you weren't mafresh Truma Gedoyla from. You're only going to be mafresh Trumas meiser now. And it comes out that proportionately the Kohen will now receive less Truma Gedoyla. So he deserves a knas for being mafsid the Kohen. Now we need to explain why did the Rambam not want to learn like Rashi? Because seemingly Rashi's tam is a much more straightforward tam. It makes sense to say that a person deserves a knas for being over a lav. Especially since, as the Chassam Sofer explains, technically, a person could pater himself from the chiyuv of truma gedoyla with a chita achas, which means that on a technical level, it's very possible that he wasn't mafsid the kohen at all. So why did the Rambam not want to learn like Rashi? Says the Rashash, the Rambam holds that you're not over the lav of mleyoscha v'dimacha loisa acher until you actually do gemar malacha. Because it's only with gemar malacha that you became chayiv in being mafresh truma. So once you're chayiv, we tell you that you have two chiyuvim, you have a chiyuv truma and a chiyuv meiser. Don't do the chiyuv afrashas truma before you do the chiyuv afrashas meiser. But before Gemar Malacha, where it's not chayiv in anything, it's not possible for there to be a lav. And this is actually a shaila in the Yerushalmi in Truma's Per Gimel, Halacha Gimel. The Minchas Chinuch is medayik from Lashon of the Chinuch that he also holds like the Rambam, as he usually does, because Lashon of the Chinuch is Shehachita, the wheat, kishetudash vitinake, when disha is dunted and it gets cleaned, he tevel. And then he goes on to explain that once it's tevel, you're not allowed to be makdim meiser to Truma. And the Minchas Chinuch svara is that since it's mutter to eat it min haTorah at this point, it's impossible for you to be over the lav. Now the problem is that although Rashi over here seems to say that you would be over the lav even without Gemar Malacha, Rashi in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Debar Maschul Sheikdimu, says Vahani Mili Mishenis Mareach Bikri Loike Im Hikta Maisel Truma. The only time a person gets Malkus for being Makdim Meiser to Truma is after Miruach. Aval Hikdim Le Meiser Koidim Le Truma Bishibalim Einoi Loike. The Michas Chinuch brings down this Rashi as a support to his Pshat in the Rambam and the Chinuch. So this is a stira in Rashi. Several Achrayim asked this kasha on Rashi, the Afike Yam, in Chelik Aleph, Simen Mem Dalid, Shaila Suchuvas Marsham, Chelik Zayin, Simen Mem Dalid, and in the Mikdash David, in Simen Unhe, which is a Simen on Trumas and Sifkot and Zayin. Now the Chazanish, in Shvius, at the end of Simen Aleph, he says that even if there's no Issa Dairaisa, but that there definitely is an Issa Drabonan, for a very simple reason. He says that although it's true that before Gemar Malacha, it's not Tevel, and it's totally mutter to consume it, nevertheless, midrabanan, you're not allowed to eat it in achilas keva. And in the ksavim of Rav Shach, that are brought down in a piece in the Shalma Yosef HaMenachis, in Simen Pei Ches, he says that whether or not there is an iser midrabanan is totally on the chakira of the achroinim, how to understand the iser keva that we just mentioned. We said that the rabanan, although midaraisa, you're allowed to eat something before gemar malacha, even an achilas keva, the rabbanon came and said, you're not allowed to eat it. You're only allowed to eat achilas arai, not an achilas keva. The stipler over here in Simen Yud, Claire's Achakira, is the pshat in that Isser achilas keva, that it was given an Isser tevel midrabbanon le'inyin Isser achilas keva, or is it a new Isser? It's not tevel midrabbanon. Rather, when the person goes and eats it in achilas keva, that is considered midrabbanon as if he was goymer malachtoi, because it gives a certain chashivas. Says Rav Shach, the nafkamina would be, is there going to be an iser midrabanan of Meleas Chavadimacha Loisa Acher? Assuming that in order to be over the iser, it has to be chal on it a shame tevel, it has to already have the chiyuv, and we said midairaisa, it doesn't yet have the chiyuv until Gemar Malacha. So if you understand that midrabanan, it's already considered tevel le'inyan achilas keva, then we could say that you're not allowed to be makdim hafroshes meiser to hafroshes truma on something that's tevel midrabanan. So there's an iser midrabanan. But if it's not yet tevel, then there would be no iser midrabanan. I'll call upon him, assuming that there is an Issa Drabbanan, he wants to say that when Rashi over here says that you would be over the lav of Meleas Chavadimacha Loisa Acher, it doesn't mean that you're going to be over it on the Raisa level. It means that Midrabbanan, it's considered Tevel, and therefore you're over the Isser Midrabbanan. And that way, there's no stira between this Rashi and the Rashi in Shabbos. Rashi in Shabbos is talking about the Isser Dairaisa. The Gemara brings down a Braisa that says that a Ben Levi, Shenosle Shibolim b'masroisav, a Ben Levi who received his Meiser when it was still in Shibolim, which means that it wasn't yet Nigmar Malachtoi, Oysa Oysen Goyren, he has to make it into a Goyren. Anavin, Oysa Oysen Yayin, and Zesim, Oysa Oysen Shemen. Why is that? The Gemara says, Shekshem Shetruma Gedoyla, Einon Itelis, Elo Min HaGoyren Umin HaYekev, Kach Trumas Meiser, Einon Itelis, Elo Min HaGoyren Umin HaYekev. Just like Truma itself, Truma Gedoyla, you're supposed to be mafreshit from something that's nigmar malachtai, so too trumas meiser. Now what does this mean? We know that you're allowed to be mafresh truma from zeisim and from anovim as long as you're being mafresh from zeisim on zeisim and anovim on anovim. What you're not allowed to do is be mafresh from zeisim to pater shemen or from shemen on zeisim. And the same thing with anovim, you cannot be mafresh from anovim on yayin, or from Yayin to Anovim. And the reason for that is because we learn from a pasuk of Kedogan min HaGoyrin that you can only be mafresh min HaGomer ala Gomer from something that was Nigmar Malachtai on something else that was Nigmar Malachtai, and you cannot be mafresh min She'ena Gomer ala Gomer or min HaGomer al She'ena Gomer. So why then is our Gemara saying that when the Ben Levi has unfinished produce, that he's mechuyev to make it into finished produce, why can't he just be mafresh from the unfinished produce? It could be mafresh trumas meiser, that is also unfinished produce. Another question that we need to ask is that the Gemara in Amud Aleph says that the reason why we tell the Ben Levi to do Ktisha, to be Goymer Melachtoi, of these Shibolim, is because of a Knas, since he was Makta B'Shibolim. Now the Gemara over here is saying that we learn it out from a Pasuk. And what's even more confusing is that the Gemara is bringing this Pasuk as a Raya to what we said before. Rava says that the reason why the Levi cannot say that I could use whatever they gave me, meaning I got Shibolim and I could give you unfinished produce, is because of a Knas. The Gemara then says, Tanya Nami Hachi Ben Levi Shenosdoloi Shibolim B'Masroisav Oysa Oysan Goyren. He first has to finish the Malachtoi, and then afterwards he mafish Shumas Meiser, the Noisan Lekoyim. And the Gemara says, Keshem Sheh Chuma Gdoyla Enani Telus. Which sounds like it's Me'ikra Din, and as Rashi brings down, it's learned from a Pasuk, Dechsiv Dagan Tirish V'Yitzar. So how, if we're trying to prove that he has to do it because of a Knas, do we bring a Braisa that says that he has to do it because it's Me'ikra Din? Says the Brisker Rav, in Hilchas Trumas Perek Aleph, that it all depends what the person's plan is. When the person's plan is to do Gemar Malacha on his produce, then he must be Mafrish, the Truma, or the Trumas Meiser only from finished produce. The fact that we asked before that a person can have Peris or Anavim or Zesim and it can be Mafresh from them, Peris, and he's not Mechuyev to press it into wine or into oil, is only true when the person's plan is to use these Peris for Achila purposes. If his plan is to turn it into wine or shemen, then he's mechuyev to be goymer melachtei. And the same thing holds true with tvua. If the person plans on making an isa from it, and he doesn't plan on being moel melilois, then the din of the braisa holds true, that you can only be mafresh min hagoyrin. Therefore, says the Brisker Rav, the braisa which says that it's meikra din, that you have to be mafresh min hagoyrin, is talking about where the person's intention is to finish it off and be goymer melachtei. However, the case that we mentioned before, that it's only because of a knas that the Ben Levi is mechuyev to be koitish, that's a case where the Ben Levi's plan is on using it for melilois. He doesn't plan on being goymer melachtei. Over there, it's only because of a knas that we tell him that you're mechuyev to be goymer melachtei. So this answers why on Amud Beis it's brought down as a din that you have to do me'ikra din, and on Amud Aleph it's only machmas a knas. The question is though, why does the Gemara say atanya nami hachi? How can we prove Rabba's point that there's a knas from the fact that in a different case it's me'ikra din that you have to be gomer malachtoi? Answers the Brisker Rav that the whole grounds to make a knas, at least according to the way we explained Alpi the Rambam earlier, not the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns that you make a knas because he was over the lav of Malayoscha v'dimachalei sa'acher. But according to the Rambam, it's because of Hefsid Koyin. Says the Brisker Rav, the taina of Hefsid Koyin is a taina on the Ben Levi who went and took the tvua from the Yisrael b'shibolin, when it was not nigmar malachtai. And he shows from the Lashon of the Rambam over there that the Yisrael from which he took the shibolim was actually planning on being goymer malachtai. And since a person who is planning on being goymer melachtei, me'ikar hadin, has to be mafresh truma, dafka from finished produce, as we learn in the Braisa, me'ikar hadin, the Ben Levi therefore deserves a knas when he takes it from him, b'shibolim. Because since if he would have done the right thing, and waited until after Gemar Melachtoi, and then received his Meiser, what would have happened is that the Kohen would have ended up with finished produce. He deserves a Knas for the adverse effect that now he's having on the Kohen, that he's going to end up with unfinished produce. So without the Me'ikar Hadin of the Braisa, we wouldn't have the ability to make a Knas in the case of Rava. The Gemara brings down a Mishnah in Meiseris, Perik Dalit Mishnah Hey, Tanan Hasim, Hamakalif Sa'irin, Mikalif Achas Achas. Somebody who is Mikalif Sa'irin, which means that instead of processing the Sa'irim and grinding them up, making them into flour, etc., he just wants to eat them peeled. So he peeled the Sa'irim, Mikalif Achas Achas. He's allowed to peel them one at a time and eat them. As Rashi explains, he's Potter in a Meiser because that's considered an Achilas Arai. V'im Kolaf, V'nosan L'Sech Yodai Chayiv. If he peels it and puts it into his hand, then he is chayev. Says Rashi, the reason why he is chayev in Meiser is because the Havalei Keva. By gathering a few of them together, it's already a kvius, and he's chayev in Meiser because that's Achilas Keva. And as we explained, before Gemar Malacha, there is an Issur Drabbanan to eat an Achilas Keva. Tosfos in Dibra Maschil V'im argues on Rashi and says, Mashapirsh Rashi Hacha Deim Kolaf Anosin L'Sech Yodei Chayev Mepneshu Keva Loi Nehira. It doesn't appear to be the pshat, as we see in the Gemara later. He says the tam seems to be mepnei shehu gemar malacha, since he's doing a lot of them at one time, that is considered like digun. You're making it into a pile, as we explained earlier, that in and of itself is considered gemar malacha. So we have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what the iser of kalav v'nasal l'sich yadei. According to Tosfos, it's digun, and would be an iser deraisa to eat it once he did it. Because once you have digun, then you're chayim deraisa to be mafresh maisres. Masha'en ken, according to Rashi, it goes under the iser drabanan of eating an achilas keva before gemar malacha. It's not considered gemar malacha, but you have an iser drabanan. The Rambam in Hilchos Maaser Paragimal Halacha Yutes paskins like Rashi. Now, Tosfos seems to have a very good point, because if you look at the Hemshech Gemara, when discussing the contrast between this din and the din in Hilchos Shabbos, that there we allow you to take several se'orim and be mekalef instead of telling you to do it only one at a time. The Gemara asks, "V'reisha lemaiser in l'Shabbos loy umi'ika midi de le'inyan Shabbos loy havi gemar melacha ulemaiser havi gemar melacha." So you see from the Lashon of the Gemara that the problem, Legabe Meiser, is that it's considered Gemar Malacha. Not like Rashi and the Rambam, that it's considered an Achilas Keva. So the Stipler in Siman Yud, in the piece that we mentioned earlier, as well as Rabbi Zalman in his Sefer on Zeroim, explain Rashi and the Rambam based on the Hakira that we mentioned before, as to what the gather of the Isser, the Rabbanan, to eat an Achilas Keva before Gemar Malacha is. Is the pshat that the Rabbanan gave it a din tevel midrabbanan, and the iser tevel midrabbanan is something that they answered only le'inyan achilas keva? Or is the pshat that it's not tevel midrabbanan, because if it would be tevel, you never find tevel is mischalik, that they only answered eating tevel and achilas keva and not achilas arai. If midrabbanan it's tevel, it should be aser across the board. Rather, Chazal came along and said that when you eat an achilas keva, we consider that midrabbanan like a gemar malacha. So according to the second side, we can explain that with Rashi and the Rambam, the way they learned the Gemara, is that le'inyan meiser is considered gemar melacha midrabbanan. Whereas legabe Shabbos, the Rabbanan didn't tell you that it's aser. That means that legabe Shabbos, they didn't aser it midin gemar melacha. They didn't consider it a gemar melacha le'inyan hilcha Shabbos. It's mevur in the Mishnah that the Gemara brings that there's a difference between hamekalif sa'irin and the Seifa where the person's being moilo melilois. Because by mekalif sa'irim, the only heter we give you is to do one at a time. Masha'en came by moilo melilois, as long as the person is not noisen l'soy cheikai, we allow him to do a lot at one time. Says the Chazon Ish in Maisers Simen Dalet, that by peeling, by kiluf, you have to peel each one individually. Therefore, if after peeling one, you don't put it into your mouth, rather you go on to peel the next one, and you save them in your hand, that is not called derech achila. That means that you're not peeling it as a chelik of your maisa achila, because if you were, then at the moment you finish peeling it, you would pop it into your mouth. Masha'en kein legabe the melilois, what the person is doing is an act of ingmunafer, which means that he's using wind to get rid of the chaff. And that involves one pu'ula on everything that's in his hand. Since he's only doing one pu'ula, it's possible to categorize the pu'ula that he's doing as derech achila, because the derech is to do it on its way into his mouth. And it's only when the person is noisin l'soy cheikai, then we see an act of saving it for later and not doing it as a derech achila. You're being misakened the oichel as opposed to doing it derech achila as a part of your maisa achila.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.